consider yourself a home dreamer? One who watches the renovation programs on television? Are you just waiting for the right time to build or renovate your dream home? Welcome to Winning the Dream Home Race with Steve Clipp Architect. Steve has spent 3 decades learning how to win at the dream home game. He has insights into the psychology of space that could strengthen your marriage and soothe your soul. He has an understanding of market forces and the methodologies of construction that could save you thousands of dollars, and he could make you a winner. Now, here's Steve Clipp.
Hi, people. Welcome back. Well, today we're going to talk about very high-end, high-quality small homes. Most of the awards that I've won and the homes I've been most proud of have been smaller ones, under 3,000 square feet and even under 2,000 square feet. Before Sarah Susanka's book, The Not-So-Big House, came along and popularized the idea, I was already thinking along those lines. It really kind of fits my Scottish soul not to waste anything. And a big house inherently wastes. It wastes space, wastes materials, it wastes time. I really think that if you have a big house that you're not using, I think there's a psychological cost to it. All of that unused space just, to my mind, weighs upon the residents. If you think about it, a house with 6 bathrooms is 6 bathrooms that you have to clean. So that being said, the real trick is how to make that small home live as large as the big one. And up until 2007, I was doing these smaller homes, and some of them were even what I would consider budget homes, trying to do 2,500 square feet as economically as possible and still give it style. But in the run-up to 2007, the marketplace and my success in the area kept pulling me to design larger and larger homes. In fact, I would joke that my typical client is either retiring or his kids have left for college. Their kids have left for college. And now they want a higher quality home that fits their success. And they want to move from the stock family home that they've been living in to a custom home. The joke was to me that they always talked about downsizing and going from their 3,000 square foot home where they raised their kids. But by the time we, got everything in the house that they wanted, and frankly that they could afford, they downsized from 3,000 square feet to 5,000 square feet. Which is fine if you can afford it and want it, then more power to you. My job was just to give them the best home that I could and the most dynamite design. Now things have changed a bit, and reality is creeping into the home market. And there's a whole overall home market, but there's also people are thinking about what they really want in the house. And, and they're not seeing the bigger is better idea. Then you look at the market. The housing market today, more than half of the buyers are singles or couples. There are less people getting married today, so there are more singles. And marriages end, households break up. Or just simply, the kids grow up and go to college and are gone. So more than half of the households, the people buying houses, are one person or two people. whole thing about kids growing up and going off to college is the pattern I noticed, and my kids just went, was that when the kids are in school, you maintain their rooms just as if they're living in them every day. But when they graduate, either they take off for long distant cities and just come home for, you know, brief vacations, or they move someplace very close to you. In either case, they no longer need a room at home, and those rooms are superfluous. Well, most of our housing stock is designed for that family. It's designed for the 4.5 people. And this is true if you're talking about a 5,000 square foot house, a 3,000 square foot house, or a 1,500 square foot house. It's broken up into a bunch of rooms. In fact, there's always a belief in the builder community, and perhaps even in the realtor community, that the more rooms, the better. So if in 3,000 square feet, you can stick in 10 rooms instead of 7, you know, that's better. Now, there's one group that I see poorly served by the current housing market. And it's an opportunity that, well, isn't served right now. And that really is the single female professional. If you're a contractor, a developer, or you just want to think of a forward investment, what's going to make money in the future, the single female professional is not well served. So I've talked about the idea of supply and demand. Well, here's a market group that has a big supply of people, so a big demand, and a small supply of homes that meet their needs. If you think about the demographics, by the single female professional, who I'm talking about is, she's 40 years old or more. She's a professional and established in her career, often very well paid. And for whatever reason, she's single. Perhaps she's never been married, or you know, perhaps she's divorced or widowed. But this is a group. One of the interesting things about this group is that even in the times that we're facing now, even in the consolidation and kids moving back in with their parents and everyone hesitating in the housing market, this is a group that is continuing to build and grow. Just circumstances make them become buyers. And in today's market, where we're getting more and more female professionals, they're becoming a larger group. Okay, what makes them different from males doing the same thing? What makes the women special? And, well, the main thing is women are different from men, and I'm generalizing, but the single man, you know, when he finds himself single, he wants to be unencumbered. He wants to go where the action is, and that's an apartment or a condo. He doesn't want to take care of a lawn. He doesn't want to look domestic. Women, I'm generalizing, are nesters. They want a home with a capital H. Even if it's just for themselves, they want to create a nest and wrap the home around them, bask in its warmth. What does that mean? Well, especially when they get a divorce, or often they'll stay in the family house, even though it no longer fits their needs or their upkeep abilities. It's got, you know, family house has got typically a big yard, lots of rooms, lots of bathrooms to clean, and lots of empty spaces. Even when they get divorced and they leave the family home, what's on the market? What's on the market are other family houses set up for these 4.5 people. And, you know, actually I've met a number of women who buy the big, nice house because that's what they can afford and that's what their professional status leads them to. But it really seems like a very uncomfortable place for them. 3,500 square feet, 4,000 square feet, four bedrooms on three floors with a bonus room and one person. That's the person who, you know, I think there is a real market opportunity to develop houses for them. I also think that there's a real opportunity if you are in that group to get a house that is much more tailored to your needs. For the last couple of years, I've been working on a series of houses, of spec houses, really, that meet that need. And I call them, what I've called them is sensible green luxury living. And they're targeted to this market, successful female professionals. I know I'm generalizing, but whenever you do any product and not for a specific person, you tend to instead create an idealized person and design for them. And that's my idealized person. Okay. Sensible. What does that mean? Well, actually, we're about to go to break in a minute, so I'll get into it right after the break, and hopefully I'll, you know, this will make sense to you. The idea of sensible green luxury living will inspire you and think about your options and your choices when we come back from break.
News, opinion, passion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Come back to your senses. Imagine a radio show that will help you recover your common sense. Host Leah Brenda Smith is a health and wellness specialist who will explain techniques designed to help you recover from the stress of your life. It's all about how you respond to your thoughts. A little bit of self-awareness can go a long way in helping you to relax and enjoy your life. Tune in to Come Back to Your Senses Radio, live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Want to hear about what's going on in the world of fashion, beauty, gossip, and politics? Then you'll want to tune in every Wednesday to the Voice America Variety Channel. Face Forward with entrepreneur and beauty consultant Sarah McNamara is honest talk, great guests, and a cool vibe with a lot of fun. Sarah and her guy Friday Anthony will turn you on to what's hot and what's not. This is a radio show custom made for you. Tune in to Face Forward, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. in the East, 11 a.m. in the West on Voice America Variety.
Are you ready to change your relationships, your business, your body, and your life? You'll want to tune in to Transformation Talk Radio with host Tony Litster. It's an inspiring hour of conversation, special guests, and wisdom that has made Tony an expert with personal life experience. His down-to-earth style will give you the keys to unlock your greatest potential. Listen for Transformation Talk Radio, live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel. Listening can truly change your life.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipparch@yahoo.com. That's C-L-I-P-P-A-R-C-H at yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
Sensible green luxury living. First of all, I'm stereotyping about the single female professional, but you don't have to be a single or female. You don't have to be a professional, but in general, the house I'm talking about is not cheap, and therefore a good income helps. In fact, if you go to my website, as I encourage people to do, and on the portfolio page, there are three homes on there that meet the definition of this sensible green luxury living, and none of them are for a single female. They're the Whitmore House, the Colrick House, and Twersky. So they're actually, as you can see from the website, three very different houses. Whitmore is a renovation that started out as a mid-century modern rental house and has become hopefully a 1910 bungalow style to match the historic neighborhood that it's in. The Colrick House is a low country shore cottage, and Twersky's is contemporary. So you can do it in really different styles. And like I say, none of those was for just a single female. However, that's the person I see that would most enjoy and be the most likely buyer of one of my single, sensible green luxury living houses. Sensible. Sensible can mean so many things. First of all, sensible means the right size, 1,600 to 2,000 square feet. For a single person or even a couple, that's plenty of space, and plenty of space where, as a couple, you're not falling over each other, but you're living well together. It has all the spaces that you need. Sensible, meaning to have all the spaces that you need and not a bunch of spaces that you don't need. Sensible can mean low maintenance, having the materials a house is built of being very low maintenance. I can think of a fiber cement board siding, such as Hardy board, a fiber cement trim. Again, Hardy board makes a trim, or an Aztec, and or brick. Brick is the most maintenance-free exterior siding material that you can use. Sensible means possibly having a smaller yard. I think one of the whole ideas here is that this is a house, not a condo, and it has a yard, but it should probably be a smaller yard and set up for easy lawn care. So that's sensible. Green. Okay. Green is all the rage right now. Green is you know, and I think in the future I'll do a whole show just on green and its twin brother, energy efficiency. Both of these are really important. But right now, if you go to MI Homes or any of the big spec builders, you'll find that they're doing all this stuff as their standard product. So energy efficiency today is actually a standard, and no one would build without it. Just as green today, a lot of the green issues are also standard. I can remember, well, green is more, it's a careful selection of materials. They're, you know, interior materials that have low outgassing and that don't take away from the indoor air quality. Right now, we're sealing our buildings very tightly. And the real concern when you seal a building very tightly is that you seal in all the contaminants. So anything you bring into your house is a contaminant that is going to stay there. One of the snide comments on the LEED program, which is the Leadership in Environmental Design, is that you get points for putting a bench near the door of your house. The idea is that you come into the house, you sit down on the bench, you take off your shoes, and you put on slippers. That's where we've gotten to with green, is that the dirt that you carry in on your shoes is a contaminant that we want to keep from the inside of the house. So it's almost a given today that the house is going to be green. The house is going to be energy efficient. In fact, the houses that we're talking about are so energy efficient that the same house built 10 years ago, today, the house we build, we're using half as much energy. So less than 50%. We've got much more efficient equipment. We've got a much more tightly sealed home. And the result is, it's just like, well, buying a Prius versus buying a Mustang is about the same as buying the house we build today versus buying the one that was built 10 years ago. Sensible, you know, I told you, I've got a Scottish soul, and sensibility just rings true with me. So then, okay, now we get to the real crux of the matter, luxury living. This idealized owner that I have in my mind, this single female who finds herself possibly divorced and moving out of her 4,000 square foot McMansion. She can probably, well, she can't afford to stay in that 4,000 square feet. She can afford the house. However, it's a big house. And just keeping it up and maintaining it takes a lot of energy and a lot of effort for spaces that you don't use. However, you don't want to feel as though you've moved down. And the real trick, the luxury living part, is how to make 1,800 square feet feel like 4,000. How do you do it? Well, your main living space is the same. If you remember, a couple of weeks ago, I did a show on great rooms and kitchens. The great room and kitchen that I talked about could go in a 4,000 square foot house. It could go in this 1,800 square feet. What is it? It's a great room, a sitting area, large enough for a party. It's as impressive as you want the one you left in that McMansion. It's a dining area that is configured for casual everyday use. And that's where you sit every day and eat breakfast by yourself, possibly. However, if you take out the tablecloth and the china and the crystal, set them all up, you can have a dinner party for 12 people. Absolutely as elegant as in your 4,000 square foot house, possibly even more so, because the dining room in that 4,000 square foot house most of the time doesn't seat more than 8 people in these sensible green luxury living homes. I always want to design a dining area that you can expand to seat at least 12. Then the third part, the kitchen. The kitchen in this house is the equal of the functional kitchen that you have in that McMansion. It has, you know, you're moving down in size. There's no reason for you to move down in quality. So you've got all the same equipment that you had there, the top equipment. If you want, you can have a Sub-Zero refrigerator. You can have a Wolf stove. Of course, the granite countertops and the gracious layout space. The only things that are compressed in this are that confining yourself to that 25-foot or less work triangle, so the efficient, functional kitchen, and all the workout layout space you need for that, but not more. Often in these McMansions, you'll find what I call museum kitchens. They add a whole nother bank of counters and cabinets over on the other side. They make them too big just for show. So in this luxury living home, it's the same luxury you would have in that big house, in the great room, the dining room, and the kitchen. Probably the best one, if you go to my website and open up the Whitmore house. The Whitmore house is a renovation, a total remake of a rental cottage. And it has just that. In fact, soon after it was completed, the owner, who's a musician, had a paying concert in the house. And the last picture in the Whitmore series shows that concert with 48 people to a concert, and plus, of course, the three musicians who were playing. This is what's neat. In sensible green luxury living, you can live just as big as you did in that big house, but without all of this oppressive extra space. So we'll talk about more when we come back.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com. Tune into Around the World in a Glass, presented by Sportsman's. We're a show all about wine, spirits, and other beverages. Your host, Kimber Stonehouse, is a professional expert and wine enthusiast. Each week, we'll focus on a different region of the world, discuss wines and other beverages, talk about some of the top restaurants in the region, and what to pair with which wine. Just listening could make you almost an expert. Around the World in a Glass is heard live every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Are you struggling to find hope in the middle of adversity? How confident are you in dealing with your life challenges? Do you realize you have the ability to overcome your obstacles? You'll want to tune in to Louise Cohen's Changing Obstacles into New Possibilities. Louise will speak to inspiring guests who have helped others or managed to overcome the roadblocks that stood in the way of their life success. Louise Cohen's Changing Obstacles into New Possibilities broadcasts live every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America. The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to cliffark@yahoo.com. That's C-L-I-P-P-A-R-C-H at yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
Hi, welcome back. Earlier I had mentioned Sarah Susanka and her book, The Not-So-Big Home. The difference between how I feel and her and what she espouses is, frankly, first of all, I think I designed a nicer home. But that's beside the point. Is that there is no value in making something smaller just for the sake of making it smaller. And when you're talking about the spaces in which you live, there is no value, and they should not be smaller than what they would be in the best house that you could imagine living in. So I don't squeeze things for the sake of squeezing them. An extra foot here, an extra foot there doesn't really cost much money and is a false economy. The best point about a luxury house is luxury. It is gracious. It is just eye-popping design, gracious. You're proud to live in it. And I would never sacrifice that just for the sake of getting small. Especially not if you've got the income. If you've got the money and could live in that 4,000 square feet, but don't want to, well, don't sacrifice all of the nice features. Sacrifice the bonus room. Sacrifice the fourth and fifth bedrooms and the fourth bathroom. Those are the things you can get rid of. Before we move on from the kitchen, though, using the target group of a single person, especially a single female, the family is not inside the house the way it is with most insular families, the 4.5 people. But their family is a larger group. It's also their neighborhood and their community. When I talked about kitchens, I talked about the value of having a kitchen window that looks out on the street. In this sensible green luxury living house, it's especially important to have that kitchen window looking out on the street. This is your community. This is where you live, and that's why you're living in that home rather than, say, in a high-rise or mid-rise apartment or in some, you know, anonymous condo project, is because you want to be part of a community. So getting that kitchen window that faces the street is as important, I believe, as getting the great room area that faces a private outdoor space and that gives you privacy, you know, privacy to equal your ability to look out on the world. Okay, luxury living. What other area should be comparable to the space in that 4,000 square foot former home? Well, the master suite. I did a show, another show earlier on master suites. It actually was called Romancing the Home. And that was my first show. I wanted to start off with something sexy. And I assure you, that was my worst show. Good information, but the delivery wasn't so good. Anyway, the master suite in this small home should be the same as the master suite in that McMansion. It should have the master bedroom, should have room for a king-size bed with full-size nightstands on either side. Plus, it should have room for full-size dressers and even a sitting area, at least a couple of chairs or a love seat where you can sit and be cozy back in your room, especially if you end up having guests in this small house. The idea of being able to shut the door and get away from them is important. And a whole lot of the smaller homes seem to ignore this. Seem to ignore the idea of a small vestibule that separates this master suite from the main living space of the house. Very important. It also means a true master bath with, and not just with the tub and the shower, a big shower and two sinks, but with style. I've seen a lot of mid-level condo projects that have all the pieces, but they don't have style. So it means the same style you would have in your 4,000 square foot house. It also means a big closet. Big enough, and my target audience here is a single female, but a single female professional needs a big closet. And in the one home I've designed, the closet is 11 feet long and 7 feet wide. This is a big closet with room for not only a bunch of clothes, but also for you to twirl around in the closet and try them on. So if you're looking at my website, and you go to the Twersky house, slide along to the end, and probably the last two pictures that you see there, the second to the last is the master bedroom. And the master bedroom, this is a perfect example. This house is 2,200 square feet. It is for a couple, but it's got room for a big king-size bed. It has a sitting area. And if you can even see more of the room, it's got a real style to it. This is all part of luxury green, sensible green luxury living. Okay, what does it not mean? Oh, by the way, if you go to the next picture in there, the next picture is the master bath and closet area. And like I say, it too has a style and a grace. And one thing you can do, especially if you're designing a home on a private lot, is you can actually have a lot more windows look a lot better, you know, and enjoy both inside and out. Okay, what does this home not have? It doesn't have a whole bunch of other rooms. And I'll get to them But the first thing it has, sorry, back up. The other thing it has to have is a true foyer. You have to be as proud of this house as you would of your 4,000 square foot home. That means you don't do like you do in a condo or an apartment and step right into the great room. It needs to have a true foyer where you can greet your guests, give them a sense of style, and then bring them into the great room. Sensible. What other spaces does this have? The other space that you, before we get to that even, the master bedroom has to be on the main level. This is for one person. It has to be ease of use. And in truth, it has to be ease of use as you age. And you want to be as comfortable living in there at 80 as you are at 40. One of the dumbest houses that I ever saw for a single female actually had her going outside onto a sun porch to get to the stairs to go up to her bedroom. That's a very clumsy, awkward way to get to the bedroom. And it also has a feeling that you stepped outside of the protective envelope. This is not comfortable, and especially for a single female, that would not be a comfortable situation. So, all on one level, very easy to use. Okay, sensible. The other space you need is a swing space. This is a room right off the foyer. Typically, it would have double doors to it, so you can open it up and enjoy it instead of being closed off. What's it used for? First, as an office. A lot of people work at home, or they work at home sometimes. So having that office right there is important. And in fact, it's important that this too be on the front of the house, facing the street. Again, so you can, especially if you work at home, you can look out on the street and see your community. This is your family, and you can keep up with them. You can also feel more involved and connected. So it needs to be right off the foyer and facing the street. It could be a music room or formal parlor. Or it can be a guest bedroom, especially for, say, an elderly mother who can't climb stairs. In that sense, it needs to have a full bath off of it. So the powder room acts as a powder room. You add a bathtub or a shower, comes a full bath, and now this is a very handy guest bedroom, especially for an elderly guest. You also need a mudroom and a laundry room on the main floor, and of course, a garage. I come back after the break, we'll wrap it up, and I'll talk to you about the biggest drawback to this whole idea. And when you come back.
Ask the experts. Call toll free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news. Stock prices plunging, home prices receding, and unemployment growing. How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Tune into a program that's all about empowerment and human potential. It's all about navigating your life. In fact, that is the name of the program. Tune in every Monday morning for the Navigating Your Life Show with host Dr. Nathaniel J. Williams. Each week, we'll discuss a range of topics to help you with the challenges facing us every day. The information given can be implemented immediately and may change your life forever. The Navigating Your Life Show is broadcast live Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Voice America Variety Channel presents a program like no other for those in the field and interested in the field of security and training. On America's front lines of crime and war with Victory Defense Consulting, hosted by J.J. Sutton. Here, listeners are learning about tactical skills and practices that support efficient, smarter, and more enduring skills. You will receive the most up-to-date information about the security and training industry with detailed discussions and select special guests each week. Tune in to On America's Front Lines of Crime and War, Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's C-L-I-P-P-A-R-C-H at yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
Hi, hopefully I'm creating lots of questions in your minds and, you know, lots of thoughts. Send me an email. I'm guessing what you want to hear, and I'm guessing the topics you want me to discuss. And so send me an email and tell me what you want to talk about. I've talked about the Sensible Green Luxury Living Home, and it's really compact and very, very livable for a single person or for a couple. The one thing left is the upstairs. First of all, there should be an upstairs, simply because putting in a staircase adds another dimension to the space, makes it more interesting. So put that staircase in, go upstairs, and at least possibly over the garage, put in a bonus room. I call it a bonus room. It's really a swing room. It could act as a bedroom. It could act as a game room or, you know, for any number of things, an exercise room. Also put in a bath upstairs so that now, just with that, you've got a three-bedroom, three-bath house. It's a really bad idea not to be able to advertise your home as three bedrooms. If you can advertise as three bedrooms and three baths, sounds like luxury. Then if you want to do more, you can always add more rooms upstairs. The thing with the whole spec house, they may do the same footprint, the same main floor, but then add just as big of a, as 1,500 square feet on the main floor, they'd add 1,500 square feet on the second floor, or even 1,800 to 1,900 square feet. Why? The space is cheap. Now, if you've never used that space, it may be cheap, but it still costs something, one. And two, psychologically, it's weighing on you. Rooms that you never go into. But it's easy to add another two bedrooms upstairs at a very low cost. What I've just described, I know you're listening to me, and you're saying, Steve, what you've just described is easy to find. I can go out and find three bedroom, you know, 1800 square foot, three bedroom condos all over the place. First of all, they're condos, not houses. Or even apartments done, you know, in a mid-rise or high-rise, not houses. And part of the whole idea, especially with the single female, is the idea of a home on a lot, not a condo. Also, those are typically mid-level finishes or low-level and spec-built to very low standards. Here we're talking about luxury. You're a successful professional. You should enjoy your success. And that's to live in luxury, not in mid-level spec. The hard thing to find is what I just described with style and class. Style and class. What you had in your big home, or what you aspired to. Okay, what we've been talking about is essentially the compact edition of this stylish and classy professional home. Here's the downside, the cost. The truth is that in any home, the first 1,500, 2,000 square feet is almost all of the cost. Think about it. In that, the house I just described, you have the kitchen, the most expensive room in the house, and you have the master bath, the second most expensive room in the house. Especially if you put nice finishes in there and nice equipment. You know, and then in that first 2,000 square feet, the house I just described, you have all the services. You have the water connection and you have the sewer connection. You've got the electrical connection entrance. You even have the garage, the driveway, and the staircase. So all of the items that cost money in the house, you're buying in that first small house. Plus you have all of the mobilization costs, the cost of getting the, you know, the grader out there and the carpenter and the framer and the sheetrock guy. All of these charged on two bases. One is mobilization, getting out there. And two is the quantity of work. So even on this small house, you've got all of the mobilization costs. Finally, you've got all of the fancy details. Your front door, your really nice front door that you should have, it's in there. Your special window that defines the house is in there. Your fireplace is in there. So you've got all of the fancy details and nearly all the items that cost money are still in there. That's why this little house under the first 2,000 square feet is going to cost at least $200 a square foot. If it's 1,500 square feet, it's going to cost $250 a square foot. Then the next 1,000 square feet, if you say, well, I'm just going to build out the second floor, that only costs you about $100 a square foot. It's really cheap compared to the first things you bought. And then when you get to the bonus room over the garage, it's only going to cost you $50 a square foot. So the real issue in building this sensible green luxury living small house is that you're buying all of the luxury. And for very little extra money, you can add a whole bunch of cheap space. If you're a single or a couple, that cheap space you may not even want. It's like, gee, we were thrown in and now we're stuck with it. But you go out shopping for a house. The first thing you find is that people look at houses based on cost per square foot. If the average house in your neighborhood cost in your area is $160 a square foot, and this small luxury home is $300 a square foot, there's going to be a lot of resistance to buying it. So it's a lot of resistance from the bank and the appraiser to appraising it. And I'm running out of time quickly, but for a luxury, for a professional, there's a whole lot of value in this small, very high quality home. And love to talk about more. Next time, we'll talk about, I think we'll talk about cost and just how contractors come up with what they charge, how they figure out how much something costs. And more importantly is how you can understand that up front when you're setting up your the framework for your project, and how what you do and what the architect does can affect that. You really can get a whole lot more for your money, or you can just spend a whole bunch of money. And we'll talk about the most effective way to do that next week. Please listen. Thank you.
Again for listening to Winning the Dream Home Race. Please join your host, Steve Klipp, again next Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. We'll help you come one step closer to building or renovating your dream home.